post game at Planet Ice Widnes with Hypothermia, its head coach Stephen Foster. We got 3 points out of that, and I'm trying to find other positives, but that was our best performance.
No, it wasn't. We did make a little bit hard work of it at times, but we did have a lot of zone time. We just need to make a little bit more of it. I thought Widnes, give credit to them. They battled hard all night long. Coley made some great saves for them as well. On top of, like, our shooting wasn't quite there tonight as well. We did shoot quite a lot into the goalie. So that's what we just, obviously, that's not our normal, you know. We normally move teams around and goalies around a lot more than what we did. But like you say, I thought Widnes came, like, with a good game plan. They worked well against us there and, made it a good battle. And at the end of the day, you've got to show characters when you're winning. When you're winning and you're top of leagues and stuff like that, you've got to show character, and I think we did there in the third period. I thought we did well.
So at the end of the day, we've been made to battle for those points, and actually it's probably a good thing that we've been made to sort of think about what we're doing and how we're playing, because we've got some massive games coming up and we maybe needed that test.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, we've got to get out of these games with the win. You know, that's the most important. Get a win in regulation, happy days, then you can obviously move on. But you're right, we do have a lot of games coming up that are going to be very important, but it's still one game at a time. You know, doesn't matter who we're playing. Look at tonight, if we've looked past tonight before the next one, then you could be in trouble. And you know, all teams can play if you let them, and there's some things that we need to just get, you know, work on a little bit. I think our D zone, we need to be a bit better picking up our men, letting a few odd man rushes go and stuff like that. That's the kind of things that we need to try and do and get better on. And because sometimes they got a good opportunity, particularly early on in that game there, they had probably 3 good shots before we had one. Yes, we scored on ours, but you know, against good teams or teams who are a bit better firing on that night and time, you could be punished for those and behind it before you even get started in the game. So yeah, we want to start getting quicker out the blocks and take control of games early doors.
You mentioned earlier about not moving the puck around as well as we normally do in the offensive zone. Do we need to relearn how to score dirty goals? Because it seems to me we are still trying to pass it into the net when occasionally we just need something to go in.
Yeah, we spoke about that sometimes you've got to get in there, put it to the net. In this league, there is tons and tons of rebounds off the goalies. They're always there to be had. Sometimes they're just in front of them. Sometimes they're kicked out right, way out. And it's just adjusting for those. So, yeah, I agree. Some of the times, we do need to just get it to the goal and just go and hack, whack, chop and do whatever it takes to get that puck in the net.
Well, we've come out with the 3 points. That's exactly what we wanted. Other results around the league appear to have gone our way tonight as well. But we do need to just keep our eyes fixed on the next hurdle, and that's a home and home against Nottingham next week. They've had a massive result tonight against Deeside. They've come out of Deeside with the 3 points. They're going to be a big challenge.
Absolutely. I mean, like you said, like Nottingham are a different team this year. They give us a good test there just before Christmas. Yes, we were short-handed and all of that, but at the end of the day, they've got some good players and they've got a bit more experience in that side now, and some of the younger ones are developing well. So we've got to be on it every single game, get the winner, look to get all over them at home, and then obviously go down to their place and get the job done down in Nottingham on the Sunday.
Well, we've got our fans behind us on Saturday in the Forum. We've had a big travelling contingent down here again tonight. It's up to the fans really to be that sixth skater.
Absolutely. I mean, like we've said many times this year, that the away supporters Sunday night and stuff like that is fantastic. Everybody making the trip, you know, it's totally appreciated. The boys really appreciate that as well. Like I say, at our home barn, yeah, support's been absolutely amazing all year. We get new fans there. We're putting exciting games on, and I don't think Saturday will be any different. We'll put a good show on, and we'll look to give them that reward for coming out and supporting the boys.